I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. The publishers of two newspapers in New York resigned today in the wake of a scandal over inflated circulation numbers. The papers are Newsday and the Spanish language Hoy. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, what did these publishers do?
Well, essentially, as you said, they faked their circulation numbers. And these are the numbers that really help generate advertising. It's how they base their advertising prices. And in a world where newspapers are getting read less and less, they need to keep their income up somehow. Now, exactly how they did this is a little more nebulous, but apparently there are lots of ways to technically inflate your readership numbers, and not all of them are against the rules. For example, if USA Today gets put on the threshold of 100,000 hotel rooms across the country, that counts in their circulation numbers, even if people are just walking right over the newspaper on their way out of the room. But at Newsday, for example, one of the newspapers we're talking about here, they were delivering newspapers to homes that they knew were vacant. And they were throwing thousands of copies of the newspaper away, but counting them as having been delivered. So those are a couple of the ways that you can jimmy the numbers here.
And is this illegal?
It's not illegal, but there are rules about this. And the Audit Bureau of Circulation has sanctioned both Hoy and Newsday, which, as you mentioned, are Tribune newspapers, as well as the Chicago Sun-Times, which is owned by Hollinger International. Their publisher did not resign, but they are also involved in this scandal, I guess. And Tribune is also reportedly near a $35 million settlement with advertisers. So, yes, they did break the rules, not technically illegal, but they're certainly in trouble with their advertisers.
Mm-hmm. And what about their readers? Does this filter down somehow?
In a very roundabout way, it does, or it can, purely by virtue of the fact that you're having to pay for these at the newsstands. I spoke with Matthew Felling at the Center for Media and Public Affairs, and he notes that the expense of running a daily newspaper is offset, by and large, by advertising revenue, as we've mentioned. And if the advertisers lose faith in the newspapers, they'll pull away and go maybe to, say, TV or radio.
Unless there is some sort of shakeup in the industry, you're going to see your 25-cent newspaper on the corner go to 35-cent, go to 50-cent, and you're going to see your subscription charges go hiked up through the roof. So this does have an effect on the everyday news consumer, and the news industry needs to just rattle a lot of cages before it hits them in the pocketbook.
And he likened this whole scandal to the steroids scandal in baseball and other sports. Lots of whispers out there, but it's very hard to detect and trace, even though it's probably more rampant than anybody knows. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're following Alan Greenspan's Capitol Hill testimony on monetary policy.
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks a lot, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.